Hey, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Katie.
You are watching or listening to Nostalgia, the podcast where you aimlessly swim around. You have no idea what you're doing because you're just a kid. You don't know how this podcast works. Kate, take a look at this box on screen.
I see it. It's a very muscular looking dolphin. It's like this really ripped dolphin.
Aren't all dolphins pretty muscular?
I guess they are. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like, were you like a dolphin kid?
No, were you?
I think you're either like aggressively into dolphins as a kid, or you're not into them at all. There's no middle ground where you're like, I'm just fine with dolphins.
Were you like a horse girl, but with dolphins?
I don't know. I mean, I think there was also like a lot of dolphin imagery in the late 90s, early 2000s. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember distinctly having like a choker necklace with a dolphin charm on it for like no appreciable reason. It was like, here's a dolphin.
Weren't they featured in the Lisa Frank stuff as well?
I was just
going
to say,
look at our logo.
Yeah, I feel like
your podcast feed right now.
I feel like dolphins really figured prominently into like the Lisa Frank imagery as well. Mm-hmm.
Well, Kate, have you ever played the video game? Echo the Dolphin.
No.
Do you like the idea of playing a video game where you play as a dolphin?
Does this appeal to you?
your inner dolphin choker wearing child?
Don't forget, I also had a Lisa Frank dolphin folder. Red Island of the Blue Dolphins growing up, that's a pretty good one.
You could have got into this. So, Kate, Echo the Dolphin is a video game for the Sega Genesis. It came out in the EU.
Of course it did.
On December 23rd, 1992, North America, December 29th, 1992, and Japan, July 30th, 1993. This is a Hungarian-developed game. Maybe you can help me with the... have we ever revealed your Hungarian heritage on the podcast? Maybe you can help me with the names. This game was directed by...
I know nothing about Hungarian.
Laszlo Szentornyi. I'm so sorry, Laszlo. It was produced by E. Ettore Annunziata.
That's Italian, baby.
It was designed by Ettore Annunziata, and the main programmers were Josef Molnar and Mihail Brudnak-Fox. The game stars a dolphin named Echo, a bottlenose dolphin. The music was inspired by Pink Floyd, and this game is, you'll hear it, this game is famous. I did not have it as a kid. I tried Echo Jr., one of the sequels, but even that confused me. This game is famous for being extremely confusing. Children of our age cohort got this game or rented this game and then could never figure out what to do. Like, it's a very expansive game. There's a story, there's a lot going on, but it's kind of famous for often being, if you didn't read the manual, because, you know, like, I was playing games around this time before I knew how to read. A lot of kids were. You would just think it's like a dolphin simulator, a nice aesthetic dolphin simulator. So I'm curious to hand you a controller here and see.
Just let me do my thing.
See what happens. See if you unlock any of the story. And if not, you'll just have a nice time swimming around.
Excellent.
I want to be a dolphin.
This game, the original game, was ported to handheld on the Sega Game Gear. It was ported to Windows. It was ported to the Sega CD. Then there were a couple sequels. Echo the Tides of Time in 1994, Echo Jr. in 1995. There's a 3D game for the Sega Dreamcast and the PlayStation 2, Echo the Dolphin, Defender of the Future in 2000. But that's the last we heard of Echo. Let's check it out.
Defender of the Future, it'd have like a bazooka strapped to it. It's very wiggly.
It's underwater, baby.
Sega. Sega. All right, here's my water land.
It's going a little fast, isn't it?
It feels a little sickening. Oh my God, I'm the fastest dolphin in the world. And those are my buddies.
That's my crew.
Oh my God, one of them flew away. Okay.
You can press start at any time.
Oh, here's a hyper-realistic wet dolphin.
I used to love when there'd be a picture like this in an old game. Just press start.
Start.
Okay,
you're in.
The joysticks don't work on that controller. This predates joysticks.
Oh, whee. Here I go. I'm just getting oriented.
Yep, just figure.
What does this do?
Figure your life out.
Whoa! What was that?
You zoomed.
I zoomed too much. Look, these are my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Do I go down?
You could.
Oh, I don't want to, though, because that's the seafloor. What is that whipping sound?
That's your friend jumping in and out of the water.
Hey, fish! Hey, get away from me, friends. What's over here? Nothing. Corals. I'm such a graceful dolphin. What's this? More coral. Not interested in down here. Want to be above the world. Here I am. Whee! Oh, I shot my water sonic.
You're echolocating.
Poop. Oh, I went really fast.
Your echosonic poop?
No, hoop.
Oh.
All right, I hit a fish. What is Bruce doing? That's my cousin, Bruce. I'm just going down and up. La la la. Well, I'm getting real deep into the water. Oh, clams. So, like, what am I supposed to do here? I'm echolocating.
Right, so what buttons have you figured out so far? You
echolocate. Can echolocate.
What else did you do in the first screen?
Zoom really f***ing fast.
So maybe you could use that.
For what? Maybe if I go this and I do... No, that's echolocate. What did I do?
Oh, you echolocated. Look, you created a map.
Good for me.
That's cool.
What do I do now?
How do you get out of it?
I don't know.
There you go.
All right, hold on.
I think you might have hit the wrong button.
I gotta zoom down.
I think you might accidentally hit something you didn't mean to.
I gotta zoom up. Here I go.
Hit your fast button. There you go.
I'm such a cool dolphin. But like, what do I do now?
Welcome to every kid who had this game's life.
I'm echolocating. Oh, my nose. I can only go fast in one direction though, it appears. I'm going this way. What's over here? Oh, what are you? Is that a tunnel? Think I can fit in there? All right, blast it. Okay, that didn't work.
No, I don't think your echolocation can like blast boulders.
Oh. Okay, so that wasn't... What's this one? Is this one new? Nothing. Makes fish go away from me.
I think they go away automatically if you just approach them.
But like, here I am doing dolphin shit. But like, what now? Oh, I'm fast. I'm just zooming. Wow, look at me. Oh, my face. My beautiful dolphin face. Going down. What's happening? There's nothing to be done here. I found some corals.
That's it.
That was it. I'm just in my cove. Should I, like, talk to my friends? Hey, Bruce, come back. This is Bruce and Daphne. I'm gonna echolocate on them. Oh! I did it!
Nice.
The marks on my head look like stars in the sky. Bruce, we're cousins! Quit flirting! Look at me. I'm the world's fastest, most beautiful dolphin.
Keep talking to your...
Should I talk to my fish?
Yeah. Well, do you want hints? I just gave you a hint.
Talk to my guys?
Talk to your guys.
Hello. Charge small fish to feed and gain strength.
Nice. Yes. All right. You should probably check in with almost everybody here.
Who about you?
Who told you about your stars? You're probably going to accidentally talk to
Echo,
him again.
If we breathe air, like... What? What? That one dolphin got like super high. I'm gonna call that dolphin Cheech.
That was like Jaden Smith's tweets from 2014.
Sing to the shelled ones and they will heal your wounds.
You're getting a lot of valuable
this
information
is very,
here.
Very cryptic. This feels like Twin Peaks.
Was around the same time. You already
talked to him.
It's getting hard to tell them apart, isn't it?
Yeah, they're all dolphins, Tyler.
Wow.
Nope. Okay, sang to the shelled ones. That.
Can you talk to the ones that are jumping? Or did you already do that? Are they all jumping? You need to get one of them to challenge you to a jumping contest.
A jumping contest?
Yeah. I just don't know which one it is. Nope. You're going to annoyingly keep talking to...
He's like,
nope. That one just keeps telling you to charge small fish.
What a creep. All right, I got to go right. Here I go. Are there more?
I don't know.
Where are all my other friends? Oh, there you are.
I would have never figured any of this out as a kid.
How high in the
sky
can you fly?
Here we go. Show off, Kate.
Am I supposed to eat fish to gain strength?
I think you could just jump as fast as you can and as high as you can. It might take you a few tries. Oh, yeah, don't hit your sonar button.
I'm going down and I'm going up. Oh, I'm really tall. Look, I'm the world's most amazing jumping dolphin. Whoa, I became supersonic. I got sucked up in a tornado. I was sucked up in a water spout. Oh my god. And I died.
Now you're alive. Move.
Oh.
Okay, you're just pointing down. The music's taking a turn.
Things are bad. It's all bad. Wait, where are my fish?
They all got sucked up. Everybody's gone
but
except
for
you.
What am I doing?
Well, now you gotta figure out where to go. This is alarming.
Do I need to like surface and breathe?
No.
But I'm a dolphin, Tyler.
If we breathe air, how we breathe wave...
What's going on? So now I'm a detective.
Kind of.
Well, I think I can get through here now.
Uh-huh.
Here I go. Maybe.
The excruciating part of trying to fit
Silence.
In one tunnel.
Ah! My other cousin. Suddenly, great winds of water. Yeah, a water spout sucked you up. It's probably climate change.
Okay, you do have water and oxygen meters now. Or life and oxygen meters.
I do.
You can recover oxygen by leaping out of the water or just touching your nose to the surface.
Okay, like that.
Mm-hmm. And the health is from eating the fish or opening the clams, like they told you on the last screen.
I gotta blast these fish. Ha-ha! All right, this music seems kind of bad. I'm a beautiful dolphin. All right, so here I go. Nope. All right, here I go. Where did you get to in this game?
Nowhere. I didn't have this game.
Mr. Genius.
Ooh, did you get hurt? Oh, you just killed one, though. I think you can charge him. Can you?
How do I get over this thing?
You just gotta jump over that island.
I'm gonna.
Can you move, like, if you hit up and right kind of at the same time, does that put you on a diagonal or no?
Kind of, yeah.
Sort of.
Here, you try it.
This is excruciating.
So smart about it. Oh my god, you were stung by a jellyfish, Tyler. How dare you.
Oh. Huh.
See?
Get me over the island. Yep. Oh, come on. Echo. Oh. Get over there.
Huh.
This is hard.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I doubted you. All right, it feels like we gotta, like, build up. These jellyfish. We gotta, like, really get going. Get moving and grooving. Go. Ah! Hey, no, you're going the wrong way. Well, I think we may have been defeated.
Yep.
I also think I'm about to die. Oh, come on! I got really high up. But not sideways. Oh! Oh, I landed on the... I landed on the island. Oh, come on. Just when I think I have it. All right, I need to eat some clams.
Yeah, go eat the clams.
Where are the shelled ones?
I don't think the shelled ones are down here.
Huh. Nope.
Eat some of the jellyfish.
Can you?
I don't know.
Ow! I feel like I'm one hit from dying. And this is a Sega game, which means when we die, it probably puts you back all the way at the beginning. Not that
damn,
son. Oh, come on. If we saw a dolphin behaving like this in an aquarium, I'd be like, Kate, yeah, look away. It's sick. Don't look at that ill dolphin. Yes! I did it! Here, you can have it back.
Yeah.
Whew. Okay, jumping over that little island was the most excruciating experience of my life.
Oh, no. How do I go up? There we go.
All right, just don't hit anybody. I feel like you're going to die any second now because I used up all your health trying to jump over that island. Nope, go down.
Oh, my God.
I think you can charge them.
But why would I want to?
I think they die if you charge them, then they're not in your way anymore. Charge! Yeah, good.
I gotta eat some food.
Ooh, you need some air.
Oh my god, don't stress me out further, Tyler.
Wow, there's a lot of jellyfish. Don't forget to... Ooh, whoo! Oh, get up. Yes!
What am I doing?
Just charge. Just blast forward, because you'll hurt them. You know? You're safer doing that. Hey, one of your friends. Talk to him.
That's my cousin.
Hey, slow down, buddy.
I am sad for you.
Wow.
Damn!
The energy of this game is really weird, right? Yeah. It's like mysterious and scary and sad. Oh, you died.
Whee!
So where are you? Oh, no. You have to jump the island again, Kate.
Here, why don't you do it if you're so good?
It's all over. How did I do it?
Did you go down first?
I did. I kind of... But it's like... Oh, you did it. That was amazing, Kate.
I'm a genius. I'm going so fast, I am a dolphin. Nope, no air. Look out. Tell me how am I supposed to breathe with no air? Hey, get away, guy.
Don't die.
Tyler, I'm trapped.
I think you got two hits left in you.
I feel like this game would have made you very anxious.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
as someone
I
who wasn't
water.
Like a super duper swimmer.
No.
Oh, good, fish.
Oh, yeah, you can eat them. There we go, fully recovered, amazing.
Well,
that looks good. Go get some air.
Yeah.
And then just go straight back down. Boom. Your air really has not been depleting very quickly.
Yeah, but I'm a dolphin type.
Yeah, go in that tunnel. Get in there. It's your health you got to worry about. But you'll find some fishies. Oh, here we go. Our ultimate enemy. A small thing we have to jump over. It's brutal. Hey, there you go. Just do that next time. How'd you do it?
Oh, look out. We got spiny boys. Oh, Jesus.
Blast them.
What are you?
Look, a little mace. Oh, but look, the spikes. Now that's mean. You have to blast.
Gotta blast.
Through the jellyfish, and then they trick you. Oh, even there. Dang.
But like, what am I doing?
Ooh, talk to that guy. What's he want? Can you hit it? Anything if you smash it? No. Ooh, uh-oh.
That's my daddy.
He's gonna hurt you, I think.
You think?
Wait, where'd he go?
I evaded him.
Well, never mind. All right. You've avoided this orca. Huh. Where'd he go? Oh, you were supposed to talk to him.
Well, I tried. But he ran away.
See if that orca's still down there. Don't die, though. Careful. Spikes. Oop. Nope. All right. Is he still over here? Oh, talk to him. Talk to him.
Come back.
Wow. You keep scaring him away.
I scared him?
I think just like go. Yeah, now go back. Let's see. Is he here? Yep. There we go.
Not helpful. What?
You gotta travel past the undercaves to find a big blue.
No.
All right, go get some air. Don't hit these jellyfish. Careful, spikes. Uh-oh. All right, you got one hit left in you.
I'm trapped.
Go ahead, go hit the diamond over there. Nope, nope, that doesn't do anything. Nope. Ooh. All right.
I don't want to play this game anymore.
Yeah, you died. All right.
There's just too much hazards. Too many hazards.
Yeah, it's a lot to manage, and I'm feeling like the controls are a bit clunky. Like, getting him to go the direction you want is tough. You did not get very far, but that's okay.
Sure.
You got to level 2 of 28.
Yep.
What'd you think?
There are elements that I enjoyed. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like this is the first game that I played from this time period on this system. Right? Did I say that right?
Those are all correct terms, yeah.
That takes place underwater. You know, that's kind of like a fun.
Well, it's funny because some of the underwater levels, which I don't even remember if we got far enough in any games, like a lot of games from this time featured an underwater level, which to me always did give me anxiety, not just because I was like a non-swimming kid, but also because like your air supply is sometimes a thing you have to worry about, or if not your air supply, like the physics are all harder.
And there's always like a squid chasing you.
So you're right, though, to say that the whole game takes place here and like, so you're just used to it. It's not like they're mixing things up. Yeah, the squid does chase you. Yeah, like in Super Mario. Anyway, sorry, go on.
So I liked that element of it, you know, where you got to be underwater. Because I liked water as a kid, and lots of kids like the water. I liked being a dolphin. I liked being able to jump out of the water. That was pretty cool. Except when you had to jump over things. That sucked eggs.
It's really hard. Well, I'm glad you tried it. It was kind of fun to watch you, because this is a game that I don't really know very well. I just know it from knowing video games of this time, even though I never had it. All right, cool. Thanks for checking it out. You've covered, like, so many Sega Genesis all-time classic games at this point.
Classic.
Sega.
Sega.
All right, tune in next week. Subscribe to this YouTube channel if you're watching on YouTube, and if you're not, go over to the YouTube. Check it out.
Yeah, do it.
You gotta see the dolphin. This is probably the worst audio episode ever.
Yeah, you gotta see the dolphin to believe the dolphin.
Day 19. I am concerned about the crew. After all, Echo the Dolphin is not just a game, it is an adventure. The graphics are so real, they don't want to go into the sea anymore. 27 levels of danger, mystery, and beauty, all through the eyes of a dolphin. Simply brilliant. Thank goodness, my trusty skipper Pierre has no interest in this new game.